We've got some figures as well on roads safety, and they show big drops as well. I mean, it looks like good news on the surface, but does it mean there's less detection going on?
It doesn't mean that there's less detections going on, but again, the context behind the statistics is that here. We've known for a number of years that, again, uniquely, there's something unusual going on the roads in the northeast, because we have traditionally had a problem with people killing or injuring themselves or others on our roads. And we've scratched our heads for years as to why that should be so acute in the northeast. Now, earlier on this year, again, with key partners, mainly the local authority and fire and rescue through the Community Safety Partnership, a really detailed piece of analysis was undertaken to try and answer some of those fundamental questions. And the answers are actually quite striking. Aberdeenshire's roads are well travelled, with cumulative distances exceeding the Scottish average by a margin of 123%. So what that means for me, because it took me a while to understand that, is that if you stay out in the wilds of Aberdeenshire, you can't walk to the shops. You need to get in your car and drive there, and that might at best be a 20-mile round journey. So first point is, we drive much more in rural areas across the northeast than we do elsewhere in Scotland, even more than remote areas in the Highland. Secondly, because the area is so economically buoyant, the household access to three or more vehicles is actually twice the national average. So focusing on the Aberdeenshire element, the analysis that we've done reveals that last year, 58% of all fatalities in Aberdeenshire, it took place actually on 14 stretches of road, which altogether total 150 miles in length. Now, that's 150 miles out of an entire roadwork in the northeast of 8,600 miles in length. So 1.7% of our roads is accounting for 58% of all our killed and serious injury collisions.
And so which roads are those?
Subdivided them into seven key areas. They're the roads that won't come as any surprise to people who've lived here all their lives. There's parts of the A96, there's parts of the A90 up at the Buchan Bends, there's parts of the A96 south at Stonehaven. The bigger challenge is to reduce the fatal and serious collisions. And over this last period, we've stopped over 9,000 drivers, spoken to them, educated them, carried out over 3,000 patrol hours on these roads alone. So